I like it.
I love it.
Sad.
Angry.
Share it. Retweet it.
My feed.
If you're a mobile phone user, you might be wondering whether you're about to grow horns. You heard correctly, horns, my friends. That's because a new study about this made global headlines and set social media feeds literally alight. Carl Smith presents Short and Curly on the ABC podcast for kids. He's here to talk us through what's in his feed, and this story featured pretty prominently, as it did mine. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So it's a new study. It says mobile phones might be causing people to grow horns. That's what the headline said anyway. As a science journalist, can you tell me the truth?
Okay, so the first thing that sort of stuck out to me when I looked at this one was that it's not actually that new. It came out in 2018. And it was two Australian researchers based up in Queensland, one a chiropractor, one a biomechanics researcher. And they were looking at x-rays of people who'd come into a clinic because they had neck problems. And they'd noticed that there were a higher number of little bone spurs at the back of people's skulls than they'd anticipated, particularly in younger people, 18 to 30-year-olds. So they kind of drew the connection that maybe this was due to posture and maybe that posture was due to screen use. So then my feed anyway started filling up with lots of headlines around horns growing on young people because they're using smartphones. And they were citing the researchers, saying researchers suggest this is the case. And the researchers do make the connection that maybe it's a smartphone or a digital screen's use connection to these bone spurs. But then the feed started filling up with lots of counterpoints. People saying, look, to say that they're horns and to say that it definitely is associated with screen use hasn't really been tested. What we're seeing here is that, yeah, there are some younger people who have these new bone spurs growing on their skulls, but just because we have a bunch of younger people with them and because they've just turned up to a clinic with x-rays of these things doesn't mean that there's a direct connection between that and screen use. That hasn't been tested in this study. And the problem was that a lot of the reporting that came out about this in publications around the world, including here in Australia, just drew that connection and said researchers suggest this is the case, but they didn't give an independent comment, kind of qualifying that maybe this isn't the case and they haven't really necessarily tested for that in the study.
Okay, so it's a case of the media getting excited because horns, clickbait, right? You say horns, you're growing horns, everyone wants to click on that story.
Yeah.
Of course, so did I. Okay, let's move on to your podcast. You make Short and Curly. It's for kids, but, adults basically listen to it too. Tell me, you obviously communicate via social media. Do people get in touch with you?
Well, it's interesting, right? Because on Twitter and Facebook, the age that people can start using that officially is 13. But we do have, our demographic for the audience for Short and Curly is sort of 7 to 12-year-olds, younger than 13. But we do have kids in that demographic reaching out to us often via their parents or sometimes via their class's Twitter account, which is really great to hear from a class of kids asking their curly questions or responding to some of the ethical questions that we talk about in Short and Curly as well. And it's great to see parents kind of letting their kids use their Twitter handle or sometimes send a message from their email account. And we do get kids emailing us at our Short and Curly email address, all sorts of questions and all sorts of age groups. And one of the new episodes we put out in our new season that's just come out today was actually something that started with a kid who listens to the podcast over in the US. He wanted to know when he should stop being friends with someone. He was a bit upset with something that his friends had done and he thought, oh, maybe I don't need to be friends or maybe I shouldn't be friends with them anymore. So we really appreciate the listener feedback. And it's interesting having kids get in touch with us often via their parents, sometimes without their parents actually even knowing that they've jumped on to use their Twitter account.
Oh dear, parents. We're always so onto it, aren't we? So onto it. All right, let's just finish with this. Many who watched Thailand's game against Sweden in the Women's World Cup might have caught a viral moment. A woman on the sidelines burst into tears when Thailand scored. You saw a pretty fascinating Twitter thread about her. Who is she?
Okay, my pronunciation is going to be awful for this, but her name, at least in terms of how I can pronounce it, is Nualfam Lamsam. And she's a general manager for the Thailand women's soccer team. She's also the main benefactor for that team. She's the chief executive of a major Thai insurance company. And she was there on the sidelines when Thailand scored that goal against Sweden. She burst into tears and it was just this incredibly heartwarming moment. And she's been described by some of the players on the Thai team as their mother because she kind of changed the whole women's soccer team in Thailand by coming in and not just being there to support the team by taking over as general manager, but she also provides an income for them. And this was all laid out in a beautiful Twitter thread by Andrew Daz from the New York Times, where he talks about the story behind the woman that you saw crying on the sidelines after that goal that Thailand's captain scored against Sweden.
Why do you think this caught so many people's attention?
Well, I think in the first instance, it was just this beautiful moment of even though Thailand had been, you know, thumped by the US in one of their earlier games, 13-0, I think it was. And even though they were going to lose this match, just to see the Thai team so celebrating this moment and so excited about having scored a goal, I think it was just a beautiful moment for women's soccer. But at the same time, I think there's probably a bigger story behind this as well. You know, here's a woman, Lamsam came in and is essentially the main benefactor for the team. And I think it kind of shines a light on this idea that a lot of countries don't have a football federation that supports women's teams or doesn't support them as much as the men's teams. And to see women's soccer celebrated and some of that hard work and the money she's put into the team pay off, I think it was just kind of a great moment for people watching, whether you knew the story or whether you didn't.
Carl, thanks for coming on and congratulations on your new podcast series, which will be on high rotation in my household. See ya.
Thanks, Patricia.
Carl Smith presents Short and Curly. It's an ABC podcast for kids and it's available right now. This is RN Drive.